Thursday evening's 15-2 vote took place despite concerns from those with the Build Programs Not Jails movement, including Ron Kester, who contends the long-term facilities plan became largely about jails in recent weeks.
It seems to me that there is an exceptionalism at work in this case, because I'm guessing that if we were all to sit down together, we would find common ground on 90% of what we had to talk about in terms of what we wanted for the county, putting people first, trying to address real problems.
County board member and Democrat Pius Weibel dismisses claims the facilities plan was quickly thrown together, saying it took at least 3 years.
All the people said that we should let the public have more seats at the table. Well, that's what we're here for. We're elected by the people. This is the democracy. It's a democratic way. We were elected to make decisions like this.
The board suggests closing the downtown Urbana jail and adding a separate area at the satellite jail for those with medical and mental health issues. But the 12-year sales tax includes other facility plans that opponents say they'd support if the jail expansion weren't part of it, including maintenance at the Champaign County Nursing Home and a behavioral health services facility. I'm Jeff Bossard, Illinois Public Media.